And for those of you in Tennessee, howdy. I'm bilingual. Have you ever seen fish fall out of a clear blue sky? Because I have. Has anyone else in the room ever seen that? It's quite amazing. I was about 10, 12 years old, and I'm walking along an old country road, and it got cold. I mean, bitterly cold. I'm wearing shorts, t-shirts, a hot summer day, clear blue sky, 80, 90 degrees. It got cold. All of a sudden, clumps of muddy water started falling out of the sky. I thought, you know, being a good Sabbath-keeping, worldwide Church of God student, it's the end of the world! I ran for cover under some trees. Next thing I know, there's frogs, little bitty frogs, tadpoles, small branches even, and fish. Not big fish, little fish, minnows, about 4 inches long. And they're wiggling on the ground, all around me. I was getting hit by these things. It's the end of the world! You couldn't have convinced me otherwise. Well, I ran home. It only lasted a couple minutes. Never heard of such a thing. Fish, frogs falling out of a clear blue sky. This don't happen. Well, I'm standing in front of you and telling you it happened. Scared me. I needed an explanation for it. I needed someone to make sense of the matter for me. Well, I've been fishing before, and I know it's hard work to get a fish out of the water. Now they're falling out of the sky. So I went to the authority in my life, my big brother, Aaron. Now, unfortunately, I didn't go to Christ, you know, but he could have explained it a whole lot better than my big brother. My big brother said, "Hey, you're crazy. It didn't happen." I said, "Come on, I can show you. I'll show it to you." "Okay, all right." "There's no fish falling out of the sky." "Oh, well, stop now, but they'll still be there. If there's no fish on the ground, I'm going to beat you up for wasting my time." "Well, they'll be there. They'll be there." And sure enough, we get to the edge of this field, and he just stops dead in his tracks. And he turns around and walks back home. He saw it. There was no arguing it. He didn't have an explanation for it. Well, what are we going to do now? We'll go to Dad. "Dad'll know what's going on. It's the end of the world. I'm telling you, Aaron, it's the end of the world. Fish, frogs falling out of the sky. It's the plagues." "No, I can't get them because they were there." And so we go get Dad. Well, by the time we convince Dad to go up to the field, and that's a good 20-minute hike to get up to this field from where our farm was to the neighboring farm where I was just out walking around. I suppose that, you know, the wet ground had dried up. It was 80, 90 degrees. There's some clumps of dried up dirt, mud-looking stuff, but there was a couple fish, but not enough to convince him that it actually had happened. Okay. So he had no explanation, and he didn't even believe it happened. So I go to my elder. I went to Pawpaw, my grandpa. I said, "Pawpaw, have you ever seen fish fall out of the sky?" And Grandpa was a man of very few words. He said, "No, but I have heard about the old-timers talking about it. They come out of a whirlwind." I said, "A whirlwind?" He says, "You know, like in the Bible. Sometimes a twister will touch down and it'll throw debris for miles." He says, "If it sits down over a pond or something, it'll suck whatever light material in there and just swing it and throw it for miles." I've got an explanation. It made sense. Never seen it since, and I've actually never met anybody else that had seen it happen, falling from the sky. Well, he had never seen it happen. He'd only heard of it. So I needed more authority on this matter, because it's the end of the world otherwise. So I bow down and I pray, and God says, "You've already got your answer." Okay, I'll accept that. Well, as we grow up and we forget things and miraculous things happen in our lives, and we explain things away and it doesn't mean as much. Well, I'm reading in the Bible. I'm going to go to Genesis 1 with you. And no, I'm not going to talk about whirlwinds or Phillips translation or, you know, any of those things. My emphasis is the fish falling out of the clear blue sky. Genesis 1, verses 20 through 23. And God said, "Let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creatures that have life." Do you know this is the first creatures that were created? The creatures from the water. Grass had been created. Light had been created. But these are the first creatures, the ones in the water. "And fowl that may fly above the earth and in the open firmament of heaven." And God created great whales and every living creature that moves, which the water brought forth abundantly. After their kind, every winged fowl after his kind, and God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the waters," not the air. The waters in the seas, "and let fowl multiply in the earth." So it makes a division between the creatures that are supposed to stay in the water and the creatures that are supposed to stay in the air. Well, what I had seen was creatures that are supposed to be in the water falling out of where the creatures aren't supposed to be. Well, maybe it was a whirlwind. That makes about as much sense as anything else. Let's go back a little further in Genesis here. "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said," this is the first thing he created, "let there be light. And there was light." Now, I'm going a little different way than you may have thought I was going. Let's go to Matthew 4. Jesus walked by the Sea of Galilee. He saw two brethren, Simon, called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he said unto them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." Was this event in my childhood maybe a sign for the future? I don't know, but I thought it was pretty miraculous. I thought about it a lot over the years. Never met anybody else that's seen it. I'm thinking, is this a sign that some event like this may happen in the future, except not with fish and frogs and dirt, but with mankind not falling from the sky, but being converted? The conversion of mankind. If we are the light of the world, and God created the light first, then the fish, because the fish live in darkness, and we are to shine light on them. What's the best way to go fishing at night? Shine light. Fish come to the light. You got them. You got them. If we are the fishers of men, and we shine our lights, they're going to come to us no matter where we are. I guess that's my point. In my work, I run into all kinds of people. All kinds of people. And usually they all know before I get there that there's something different about Phil.
Yeah, he's a great guy. He can work on your house, but watch out. He doesn't keep Christmas.
He's got some strange religious beliefs.
Oh, okay. And they're
very interested in a non-interested kind of way. So I get to their house, and, you know, in the first 5 minutes, we're chit-chatting about this strange religion that Phil has, and a lot of them are very, they'll put up with it. They're okay with it. And sometimes it gets to be mundane, and sometimes it's the same conversation over again. Sometimes it's rather interesting, but most of the time they're trying to save me, or pull me out of this bondage that I've placed myself in. Or I get kind of down. I don't feel like shining a light, and it's kind of boring. So I went to this one project this year that nobody knew me. Nobody. It was a reference from a reference from a reference, and I got the project. Nobody knew me except for my name and my phone number. I show up to do the work, and I'm sitting there, and I'm doing my work, and the guys, for some reason, just felt drawn to me. I was not trying to start up a conversation. I did not want to let my light shine. I wanted to hide it under a bushel. I wanted to just do my work and not have fish fall out of the sky. Oh, it's wonderful. Again. Okay? You get where I'm going? I was there maybe a couple hours, and then the rest of the guys, the crew, they decided to take their break. Well, where do they go? Hey, there's the new guy. Let's go over by him. They're all sitting by me, eating their lunch, taking their break. Within 5 minutes, we're talking about the Bible. We're talking about the Sabbath. You cannot suppress the Spirit of God. God will make the rocks cry out. He will make the fish fall from the sky. If you don't go after them, they will come after you. And they did. These gentlemen, they didn't know me from anybody. Yet next thing you know, oh, well, Phil, where are you getting all this information? How do you know these things? And I'm sitting there thinking, I thought I was toning it down. I wasn't saying anything miraculous. Hi, my name's Phil Miller. Oh, that's amazing. I really, really didn't want to get into it this time. I didn't. They were falling out of the sky to come and talk to me. They come to find out, oh, yeah, we listen to Mark and Johnny on the radio. It's Mark Carr and Johnny here. So they had experienced something else, and they were drawn to me. They were drawn to me. I wasn't drawing them. I wasn't fishing for them. I wasn't trying to pull them out of the water. They saw light, and they went to it like a fish does. God will send them to you. You do not have to look for them. He will send them to you. I won't go there, but we know there's a famine for the truth, the end times. When you are in complete darkness for the truth of God, it could be a child in the back corner who's heard about some truth you don't have, you're going to go to that child. It's not the child, it's God in that child. It wasn't me. My heart, I was like Jonah, who was it, throwing in the belly of the fish? Jonah. I didn't want to go to Nineveh. Nineveh came to me. You can't do it. We might as well just accept it that God is God. He is real. And you are going to be a light. Have you ever seen a fish fall from the sky? I call that a miracle. You can explain it with natural experiences and scientifically, and it's a whirlwind. Okay, that's fine. Have you ever even met anyone that's seen a thing like that? Well, you have now. I've seen a thing like that. And that's a minor thing. That's a nothing kind of thing. Think about the things that we, in the end times, are going to see. Let the light shine. It is our salvation, after all. It is part of our salvation to help others reach that salvation. Matthew 5, verse 14. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. And it gives light unto all that are in the house. You can't hide it, regardless of whether you want to or not. Pete Tunstall, love you, know him. Good man, my friend. I love him. Don't go to church with us right now, but I'm praying for him that he will. Keep him in your prayers. He worked with me for a while. At church, we're talking about how we need to tell people these things. We need to go up to them. We need to beat down their doors and tell them the truth. Well, Pete goes to work with me, and I'm self-employed. I'm a contractor. I go to a lot of people's homes. He's with me, and he says, Phil, one day we're driving in my work truck. He says, Phil, you don't do that. Why not? Kind of judging me. Well, fair enough. I says, Pete, I don't have to go to them. They come to me. He says, what do you mean? I says, your example. Your example, the way you live your life. I show up to their house, they know I'm a Christian. They know. I don't have to tell them. They know. If I'm living a Christian life, if I'm acting like a Christian should act, they know, and they're drawn. And I'm drawn to them if they're Christians. We don't have to announce it. We don't have to beat down doors. I said, Pete, your example causes them to want to be near you. If God, and here's the equator, if God is drawing their hearts, they will be drawn to you. And if you are serving God and their hearts are being drawn towards God, they will be drawn to you and you to them for whatever values they have that we need. But if they are not being called of God or drawn of God, they will get as far away from you as they possibly can. I've seen it. Have you ever met anyone that's seen that? You have now. You may have lived that yourself. Well, Pete kind of took what I was saying. Okay, that's Phil's opinion. He worked with me for a few months, and one day we're going down the road in the truck, and he goes, I see what you mean. Hi, I'm Phil Miller. I talked to you on the phone. Yeah, we're going to repair your ceiling. Okay. You know, what color do you want, or what texture style are we going for here? And we're just talking about the project, okay. Before I can get out the door, we're talking about Sabbath, festivals. And he says, Phil, you didn't bring up the subject. No, I didn't. I didn't do it. I did not bring up the subject. They're at, what church do you go to? Boom. Oh, I go to the Seventh-day Church of God. Oh, what do they do? Well, we keep the commandments of God. Oh, you mean festivals? What kind of festivals? It's just, boom, there it is. There's no way away from it. Let your light shine. You cannot hide it. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. It is not me, it is God living in me. If God lives in you, you are the same way. Let it happen. The old saying, go with it. It's
wonderful. Now, have I converted anyone? I've never converted a person in my life. Never will. I'm not God. God converts the heart. God draws the heart. I'm just a light leading the way. Be lights for God. Go fishing for men. So if you don't go after them, trust me, they'll come after you. They want that truth. They don't know they want it, but they do want it. And as we get closer to the end, we are really going to see some miraculous things. We really are. Fish falling out of the sky? Yeah, that was yesterday. Today we have rocks in the ground praising God. People are going to see that. They're going to have questions. And there you are.